2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 6, 7, 8.
Hello, ladies.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
We're back. It's the 14 and a half minute morning show.
What was it called?
15. Well, it was originally the 15 minute morning show podcast. Now realistically it's 14 and a half minutes. Just letting you know. So here in the Zoom room, we've got Froggy.
Hello.
And there's Scary. And there's Danielle.
Hello.
Gandhi.
Hello.
Straight Nate. And there's Garrett. And of course, with his own private scarecrow, the one and only Brody. In the basement.
Brody!
Are you in the basement?
It's sort of a den.
What?
Oh, okay.
And why do you have a fucking scarecrow in the basement? I'm sorry.
To get rid of the crows.
Oh,
well, do you see any crows, Danielle? It seems to be working.
I guess that shit's working.
Right.
Do you guys want to see Ollie, the new puppy?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
This is exciting. He is so cute.
We're going to meet Ollie live on the 15-minute morning show podcast.
Touch him.
Drew.
I hope people are watching this and not listening to it.
Aww.
Ollie. I woke him up to put him on stage. Look at that.
Hi, Ollie.
Hello, Ollie. He doesn't even look real.
Now, Elvis, I heard you earlier refer to him as Ollie Tamale. What other names do you have for him already 2 weeks into him living with you?
It's Ollie Boy and Ollie Tamale.
Oh. So cute.
He doesn't have eyes yet.
Where's his eyes?
Yeah.
No, they're in there.
He got my
father's eyebrows. They're like bushy eyebrows. What's scary? What?
I was just gonna say, like, it's crazy to me because even though he's a puppy, I'm thinking he's an older man, like an older puppy, because an older dog, because he's got gray everywhere. It looks like he's like 15. It's crazy.
Well, he's not. He's not.
Look at Scary. Can't wait to drop him.
Look how big his paws are. Hey, Froggy. We were assuming he would be like between 10 and 12 pounds at adult, but I think it's going to be a little more. Look how huge his paw is.
I'll say this. So we got Rocky, and then later we got Rex, our second dog from the same lady. And Rex's paws are a lot bigger than Rocky's, but Rex is a smaller dog. So sometimes that's not always telltale, but a lot of times it is. So you just have to wait and see.
Okay, good. Well, he's massive. He's taking massive poops, right?
Oh, yep.
Yes, you are. All right. I got to put him in. Here's his penis. Want to see my dog's penis?
No. Good. Thanks.
All right.
Hi, Ollie.
Amongst yourselves.
Oh. I got rejected for another dog over the vacation.
How do you keep getting rejected for dogs?
I don't know. I guess because I'm a nomad at this point. I don't really have a stable place for that dog to go. Little do they know, I would take a dog everywhere and treat it really well. But the dog that I was going for apparently needs an alpha dog in the household to tell it what's up and show it how to live. And I was like, oh, yeah, I don't have one of those. It's just me.
Wow. I've never heard that logic before. Have you heard of
Neither have
that
I. Was it a wolf?
No.
Were you trying to adopt a wolf? No. Little dachshund named Flynn. Kind of old, look cuddly. I know.
I don't know how you need an alpha dog. That's like that dog wants his ass kicked. It's like, no, he doesn't. He doesn't need to be told what to do every 8 seconds. Because like my two dogs, one's an alpha and one's not. Rocky gets what he wants whenever he wants it, and he kicks Rex's ass to get it. And Rex likes it, but I don't understand why he likes it.
Okay.
I don't know.
Damn.
I mean, don't we all like to get kicked around from time to time?
I do.
Love it.
Hey, so vacation highlights. Talk about it. Like, Nate, what was that one moment during your 2 week vacation that you really loved?
Oh, man, almost dying, maybe?
What happened? Did you have another stroke? What happened?
No. We went to Lake George, which you've been to a bajillion times, right, Elvis? And it's gorgeous up there. Well, we decided to rent a boat and see if we liked being on a boat. We got out there and we wondered why there weren't any other people on the lake on boats. And it's because we didn't look at the weather and a massive thunderstorm rolled in. So we're out in the middle of the lake on this boat, and then we see what we thought was fog. Like, oh, it looks so pretty coming over the mountains. Well, it was a rainstorm.
Oh, jeez.
It turned into like the most violent thunderstorm I have ever been in my life. And so we took this boat, which I don't even know how to dock. We found this dock in the middle of the national forest, and we pull up and get on this dock in the middle of nowhere and then run up in the woods, and we're hiding under a tree because it is just violently raining and thunder and lightning.
See, and it was, that sounds fun to me. I would have enjoyed that.
In hindsight, it was funny. But at the moment, you're like, we're going to die.
Like, how far were you from land?
Oh, I think we were like 6 miles. It was an island in the middle of nowhere. And you can't really make a run for it because, you know, on the lake, you're the tallest thing and there's lightning. So we're like, we have to, like, go somewhere and, like, hide in the woods. It was horrifying.
Wow. So that's,
that's how my neighbor got hit by lightning. Exactly like that. He was on a lake and a storm came through and he was like, I'm going to brave through this. And he got hit by lightning. Yeah. I'm glad you got out of there.
It was horrifying. So I'm still a little shook. That was like over 2 weeks ago and I'm still still trying to come down from that. It was horrifying. You know, I almost died twice last year.
You should always check the weather before you go out on a boat. It really is sort of a boating 101 thing. Hey, what about you, Garrett? What was the highlight from your vacation?
The family and I got out of our house, and we went up to the New Paul's area to the Mohonk Mountain House Resort, which was
that
was
place beautiful. Is beautiful.
It was like a castle. We were living in the castle. It's so old and so nice. They don't have TVs in the room, so my 5-year-old is like, "Where's the TV?" We're like, "This is a vacation that doesn't involve TV, Hudson." So we went fishing. I became a fisherman. I'm a fisherman now. I didn't catch anything, but I'm still a fisherman. I got trolled by Nate because he caught a fish like 4 years ago and thinks he could teach my son how to fish, but whatever.
But Mohonk Mountain House is beautiful, and the history there is incredible, and the trails and the nature, it's gorgeous.
So as I was fishing, a 7-year-old next to me, like the LeBron James of fisherman, where he was catching like everything. He goes, "Look, this old guy hasn't caught anything in the last hour." I'm like, "Shut up, dude! You're
this
seven.
Old guy."
He called me old, and he caught like 7 fish.
Good for him.
Gonna fight him.
He showed you up. Hey, Brody, how was your vacation? Give us the highlight.
All right, well, I went skydiving, and then I went snowboarding, and then I parasailed, and then
so
I joined a
home.
Male dance
nothing.
Review.
Wait, you did nothing.
You did none of these.
Do any of this shit.
Vacation.
Brody, come on. Tell us you did something out of the ordinary. Anything?
Oh, I stalked Garrett on his Mohonk castle.
Mohonk,
it was amazing. Mohonk Mountain. It was amazing. I thought I was looking at pictures of your house. I'm like, how did Garrett get to Elvis's house? But no, I spent a lot of time with the family, and I have a pool, as you guys know, which Scary's not invited to. And I just relaxed, stayed safe, and saved money. So it was good.
So why is Scary not invited to your pool?
Because he's got unsafe habits.
See, Brody's afraid. We discussed this on our Brooklyn Boys podcast ad nauseum. I never get the invite to his pool. And I said, I would love to spend some time and hang out, collaborate, be creative with you, maybe even record a podcast from your pool. How
he
awesome
doesn't
would
want you to bring the COVID over there.
But
you bring all over the place.
He's been tested. He doesn't have the vid.
Well, that was 3 weeks ago now.
Yeah, 3 weeks.
So, unfortunately, he doesn't know who I've been around. He can't contact Trace.
Oh, no. I've seen who you've been around.
Yeah,
we've seen who you've been around. That's why you're not coming here.
Everybody.
And I don't have bottle service by my pool, so.
to be honest, I mean, Scary, you look like you're having a great time, and we want you to have a good time. Yeah. But you, the pictures made it seem as if you were very close to large amounts of people around a pool with no masks.
It did seem a little
DJs
careless.
DJs spinning.
Yeah.
He was
DJs
on the COVID news. He was on the news for it.
I will tell you guys that everywhere I went, that you are within your group of people 6 feet apart. So although it looked like a lot of people, it was always the same group of people I was with. I didn't get
trick
close
photography.
To people in other places. That's the people that the thing that people don't understand. If I'm sitting at a bar with my friends, that's our space at the bar. The next group is 6 feet away, and you're not allowed to mingle. I mean, I swear to God, everywhere I went, it was the same rules. Where
all right, hey Brody, are you reconsidering now, Brody?
So Sky, one question, and I might reconsider. Scary, when you were filming the two DJs with no shirts and banana hammocks, were you using a zoom lens because it looked like you were a foot away?
They were with him the whole
did.
Time.
I was close by, but I wasn't.
Yeah.
Next to him.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
Well,
all right.
So now we heard in asking Brody his favorite moment from his vacation, we automatically got Scary's as well. Hanging out with shirtless DJs at a pool.
Good. Hey, Froggy,
yes.
How was your vacation? And talk about the highlight.
It was good. Well, I mean, the highlight of the actual vacation that we went on was actually getting to meet Gandhi's parents in Hilton Head. Really enjoyed it. Even though it was like...
Oh, how cool.
From a distance, I still got to meet her parents. I've wanted to meet Mama and Daddy Gandhi for a long time. And so to be able to meet them was great. But the highlight of the time we were gone was absolutely watching this woman rob a liquor store and then chasing her down and wait, taking the liquor
that's
from
the
her.
Highlight of your vacation.
Dude, okay, you tell me, did you do anything that fucking interesting where you chased down a woman in a parking lot who was dragging a Publix employee and you took...
I guess I got to be honest.
Right, and then some lady shows up with a taser gun and wants to taser and I had to tell her to leave? No, that was the highlight of the whole week.
Frog, did you ever say anything to the woman?
This close to making a citizen's arrest, Froggy. That's my dream. This close. Next time you got to do it.
I was that close, but I did not. What, Garrett?
Did you say anything to the woman as you were trying to get the keys away from her?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I was yelling at her. I said, why are you stealing shit? Stop stealing shit. It's wrong. Don't do stuff like this. And you almost killed this gentleman right here. What are you trying to kill him for? And she told me to fuck off. She told me to fuck off and shut up.
Okay, well. So tell everyone what you said to her about the receipt and what she said back.
Oh, so I said to her, we were trying to take there were 20 or 30 cartons of cigarettes, all kinds of liquor bottles, and we were trying to grab them. And so she grabs this one liquor bottle that I'm trying to grab, and she says, I didn't take that from this store. And I said, well, where's the receipt? And she goes, it's in my stomach. Thinking to myself, oh, so you fucking eat receipts? But I didn't. I just let her keep it, and I let her go on her way. And they eventually found the car. And I'm actually messaging with the owner of the car now. She said it's not that damaged. There's some damage, but not that much damage.
Funny.
Wow.
Okay, you're right. Seems like the most interesting moment so far.
It was very high.
Danielle.
Yes.
Talk about it.
So we went on our friend's boat while we were down in Lavalette, New Jersey, and they had a huge raft attached to the boat. So they're speeding through the water, and this raft is going all over the place, up and down and splashing and whatever. So I get on the raft, of course, and it was amazing. I had the best time being flung all over the place, almost capsizing. It was great until I realized that, oh, when you have neck and migraine pain, you probably shouldn't go on things like that. I had a headache for a couple of days, but you know what? I'd do it again because it was that good. It was so much
fun. So it wasn't
fun.
One of those rafts that looks like a banana, the banana raft?
No, it was not the banana raft. It was not the banana raft.
Don't you get all sorts of joy when you see people riding around behind boats on big, like
yes,
massive bananas?
Yes.
Yes.
I think it's hilarious. And Gandhi, what's the highlight of your vacation?
I mean, mine's going to sound so corny, but it really was just seeing my whole family because we every year try to get together and just see each other. I have a big family. And this year, everybody took extra precautions and sort of stayed home in quarantine for a week before and then a week during. We didn't go anywhere. We didn't do anything. But it was great to just be around all of them and get all the hugs. And I found babies I like. They're my cousins, so I know it doesn't count. But it was so cute watching the two-year-old manipulate everybody. I was like, I got to take some notes. He does this thing where someone asks him to clean up, and he just looks at you and holds a little blanket, and he's like, no, I little. That's it. He's little. He's not cleaning anything up. And it works. I was like, you're right. You are little.
I'm gonna steal that logic. No, I'm little.
Yeah. Hi, little. That's it. It was great, though. Family time is awesome.
Sounds like everyone had a really good time. I mean, yeah, and even Brody. Brody, I mean, I think there's definitely something to be said for someone who can just stay home, stay close, and enjoy the house, enjoy the family. And you look like you look different. You look relaxed.
I had a good time. I got a haircut, so I got the mullet gone. That was probably the highlight.
Looking good.
The haircut. Yeah, no, I had a great time.
What was your highlight? Was it getting the puppy?
Yeah. Oh, no. My highlight of my vacation was ending the vacation to be with all of you people.
That's what I love about you.
Just to be here right with you. I will say, even though my puppy Ollie is a pain in the fucking ass,
well then you're doing it wrong.
We know that. Oh, really?
Aww.
Sorry. About a puppy, really? And you're talking about anal sex?
I wasn't.
Really? Anal sex?
I was talking about raising a dog. I don't know what you're talking about.
Anyway.
Or raising a puppy.
We know that good days are ahead, so there you go.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.